Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk, as ever, of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along. You join me here on a Thursday afternoon in kind of recovery mode because, unfortunately, the old eyesight has sort of played up again with blurry vision and what have you. And it was a bit annoying because I was at the job centre to go and see my disability employment advisor. God, I was in the monthly meetings and what have you. And I could just feel the vision going, and it was just blurry. And I could see Sue, and I could see, you know, the desk and the paper, but yeah, she'd give me these printouts of potential jobs to apply for and stuff like that. And I was thinking, well, yeah, I studied them carefully, thinking, well, why am I bothering? Because I can see the lines of text on the printout, but yeah, I can't actually read what they say. And anyway, we sort of made arrangements for our next meeting and what have you. But I got a sign on Friday week and stuff. And, next Friday, basically, not tomorrow week. And it was just annoying because I sort of walking home and you're thinking, this is the worst bit of it, because it's literally like walking through clouds. You know, clouds that sort of blotted out sunlight. And you're negotiating, thankfully, a route that you've countless numbers of times, so it's almost etching your brain. And you literally, in these situations, had to go onto autopilot and just think, okay, I've got to get from here, point A to point B, as quick as I possibly can. And I remember thinking, okay, I'll just try and make my way home. And there's a bus stop outside the job centre. Usually people sort of congregate on the pavement at said bus stop. And you're sort of thinking, okay, I've got to negotiate this. I've got to negotiate for the pedestrians. The odd interested cyclist that wants to cycle on the pavement rather than on the road. And kids in pushchairs and on their little scooters and all this bit. So I was very conscious of all that and just thinking, you know, because when you get blurred vision, it's like being in a grey world almost. It's like the clouds have sort of blotted out sunlight and the brightness, and you've just got this sort of greyish tint. And it's literally like somebody's wrapped cling film over your eyes, and you're trying to look through said cling film, and also try and negotiate where you're walking in relation to street furniture like bus stops, litter bins, street lights, that sort of thing. And you trotting along as best you can. And you're thinking, so you're on autopilot mode because you're thinking, okay, I just want to get home as soon as I can, and just sort of be in a sort of environment I feel comfortable in, because you're conscious that if you can't see where you're going, even though you're on autopilot, you're still thinking, well, you know, are there pedestrians ahead of me? Are they coming towards me? Are they going away from me? You can't differentiate between the direction of their travel, and it actually can get quite frightening. And I remember walking back and thinking, okay, I'll try what I now sort of term as the Lidl effect. Obviously, other supermarkets are available, but there's a Lidl round the corner from the job centre in Bedminster here in Bristol, and I wanted to get something anyway, and so I went in there and I thought, because normally the bright lights seem to make a difference, and that sort of lifts the fog and the haze and the mist and all the rest of it, and you can see bright colours again, you can see normally again. Sadly, I had to report on this occasion, I wasn't so lucky, Well, I was able to sort of see what I wanted to get and get what I needed and buy and queue up, because only one queue checkout as per usual was open. There's about five or six, I think, in the store, but only decided to open one, thinking, okay. Anyway, so I'm walking back then, I'm thinking, this is not good. I remember my phone rang, and I was hoping it'd be a dear friend of mine phoning me, but it wasn't. It was some twat trying to sell me something, or something to do with computers or something. I can't really. Again, I said, no, I'm not interested, and just hung up, basically. But it was trying to sort of read. I mean, this is how bad the blurriness was, because I couldn't even make out the display on the iPhone. You couldn't sort of say who. You could see, because obviously you could hear it vibrating in your pocket, feel it vibrating, it's probably more apt. And you're going out, you're looking, you're trying to think where's the slider to answer the call and stuff like that, and you're peering forlornly at the display, thinking, well, it's not really much point to me looking at this, because I can't see a damn thing. In terms of, I can't differentiate what the display is telling me in terms of who the caller is. And so I was just saying hello. I suppose if it had been the person I was hoping it would be a more higher, how is you sort of thing. But anyway, I got a bit of a lump and thought, this is not good, this is scary. And I can remember just, you're walking through this grey fuzz of not being able to see what you're doing. You're conscious of your surroundings, because, like I say, it's a route you've done countless number of times. You could probably do it with your eyes closed almost, although it's probably not advisable. But you know where things are, you know where the pedestrian crossing is across the road. You know how to cross into a park. And I did actually try to Skype a dear friend of mine, and I kind of, with the sort of phone right almost up to my face, trying to sort of see what I was doing. I managed to do so, and we had a bit of a chat, and they wanted me to sit down, and so I knew there was a park close by. But I forgot that there was no park benches, as it turned out. So I was walking up a hill, thinking, "Oh no, where am I going now?" And sort of, you kind of it's wasn't so much sort of blindly going in one direction. You knew rough, and so you knew roughly where you were, and you could make out sort of bits like, street houses on the streets and what have you, and you could sort of make out, I say, you could just make out these objects in like street lighting and litter bins and what have you. And I sort of thought, okay, see where I'm going now. And I remember continuing to walk, crossing the road, thinking, okay, I can see a car, I can hear a car coming from my left. And I just hope there was nothing coming from my right. But it didn't appear to be anything coming from my right, so I was able to cross the road. And I just remember sort of, I was actually almost on the recording in my mind, this audio boo, and thinking, I'm walking along here now, and I know there's a railway at Bedminster Station to my left. And I can hear somebody ahead of me on the skate park. But I can't see them, I can't make them out. And I was walking along, just really minding my own business. And I could see, I actually looked and saw my hand in front of my face. And I could hold it at arm's length and still count the four fingers and one thumb. And I was walking through Victoria Park, which is just around the corner from where I live here in Dorfordale. And it's obviously, we've done audio views here before, and suddenly it was just like, all of a sudden I could see again. It was like emerging from a tunnel, into bright sunlight. I was actually having to squint because I'm thinking, yeah, the idea is when you get, you're suddenly faced with bright light. And you were to the side. I was there, like, okay, right. I'm going to keep the apartment, so now I won't sit down. I can see that. Let's just get home, and then I can recuperate and relax and chill out, and not worry so much. Because I think if you're in the confines and sort of relative safety of your own home, you kind of feel less stressed, less anxious, less worried about it. And if you're in out in an urban environment, cause in an urban environment, professional I am, I live here in the city, and you're conscious that you've got other obstacles, you know, fellow pedestrians, cyclists, joggers, dog walkers, you know, parents with small kids, and you're conscious of that you've got to negotiate each and every one of those potentially in this sort of grey, fog-like environment that just makes you think, why? Yeah, I just want to try and get home as soon as I possibly can. And you don't really want people to come up to you and sort of get in your way in terms of sort of. Because, yeah, you can't necessarily differentiate between whether somebody is walking towards you or walking away from you. You can make out an object in a fellow human being, but you've no way of differentiating, say, which direction of travel they're going. And so it's. Was a bit scary. I remember just coming around, and I wasn't that far from home. I'm thinking, I'm going to have to sit down at this rate and just sort of take things easy. And like I say, it just the fog lifted, and it was literally like coming out of a tunnel into sunlight again, and blue skies, and all the rest of it. And you're suddenly thinking to yourself, I can see it again, and you're squinting almost because you know how it is. If you come out of a tunnel into bright sunlight, your natural sort of reaction, reflex, I suppose, is to try to protect the eyes. And that's what I was doing, effectively thinking, forgot it. You know, 2 minutes ago, I could hardly see. I mean, I knew where I was, so I knew my surroundings, I knew what the location and stuff like that, but. No, it's there, but the 11th of April is when we're going to have laser treatment at the eye hospital here in Bristol, so obviously I will keep you informed on that, and in fact I've got the follow-up appointment afterwards, which I think is for the 25th, I think, 24th, 25th of April, to go back to see my consultant thereafter. And anyway, I'm looking at the time now and I'm seeing that we're rapidly approaching the end of this allocated time here on this audio booth. So thank you very much for listening. And whatever you're doing, hope you take care, look after yourselves. And I'll try and speak to you good folk very, very soon. But for the meantime, it's bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.